This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Overview of life, that's what you can expect from our work here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner at your service and on your side, trying to have fun. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's, I think we fall into sometimes in our all of our conversations, we have a habit, we have a habitual way of looking at things, and then when you have your mind expanded a little bit, I find it amazing. Some people spend hours every day listening to this program. And it's a neat reflection on how we can, one of the things people say is that they love the variety in our conversation. Well, it just reflects, I think, don't you, what is going on in the world? Not everybody is focused on the political things that are going on. Not everybody is focused on entertainment. Not everybody is focused on their jobs. It's just a combination, hopefully, of things to make you a more interesting person. I think that this may be one of the highest callings in the world. What do you think, ladies? Yes, being a radio person.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very good. Okay, Bernie Sanders. Truth, justice, and the American way, and masks for everybody. Yay! He introduced a bill that would provide every single person in our country with free, free N95 masks. Bernie loves to spend other people's money. He's been great at it for a long time. He's actually a pretty interesting guy. It's called the Mask for All Act. Somebody sent me a picture yesterday of his mask. And it was actually what it was a picture of the Lone Ranger. How many people remember the Lone? Probably nobody but me remembers Clayton Moore playing the Lone Ranger in the 50s and 60s on television. It was one of the most successful TV shows of all time. He and his faithful Indian companion Tonto were all over the place with law, order, and justice in their frame. And he had been a Texas Ranger and shot by the bad guy Butch Cavendish. And he was the only one who survived. He was saved by Tonto, and he didn't want anybody to know who he was, so he made a mask. And so there, this guy said, this is my mask. He doesn't approve of the mask mandates, and that's why he sent me the mask. But I thought, you know, in terms of what Bernie was looking for, I wonder, how do we define mask? Well, he's defined it by the N95, and a lot of people think the N95 is the best.
Well, it's the only one you should be wearing right now.
Yeah,
I mean, everyone...
Right.
There is no doctor or health expert that is refuting that. And it's too bad because a lot of people, I still see a lot of people wearing cloth masks, and you're basically just decorating your face. You're not doing anything with that.
Remember when I had the cow masks early on?
Yeah.
I had them all made. I don't know how much good they did. But at any rate, so the mask thing it's a great idea to have them. I don't know if I think at this point... I guess you could say, what difference does it make whether the government pays for them or not? The government's been paying for everything else, paying for all the shots, paying for, you know, all of the stuff. But you are paying, not the government. This is the ruse with all of these people with all their spending ideas. You know, we're going to tax the rich and we're going to get more money so we can spend more money. Meanwhile, we are trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. Is it, this is probably a good idea. And, and paying for it. What do we do? Somebody asked me a question. I've been very busy answering questions from people the last couple of days. Yeah, there's Daisy. She's got a question, too. When do you feed me?
She's snoring.
the question about paying and what do we do about this, that, or the other thing, I engaged with a fellow who was probably your age, ladies, who didn't know what sunset legislation was. Do you know what sunset legislation is? This is not a quiz.
Yeah. It expires.
I have not heard that term.
Okay.
When something sunsets, that means that there's an end date to it.
Right. A bill gets passed, and there is a determine a determination as to when the whatever is functionally involved in making the bill operational, it stops. Because so many programs in Washington get started, and then they keep going, and they have no effective, there's nothing about them that's of value, but it's a job for somebody, and they keep doing it. A lot of research that gets, I mean, there are all kinds of programs. And so the idea was born, I don't know, Jennifer, what, 20, 25 years ago, to sunset. It doesn't work very often. Because these guys all are trying to feather bed themselves.
Well, and most people don't like to do that because they like to have those line items right. open so they can keep catching more and more money.
Exactly. Right. So anyway, the idea of masks.
It used to be the way to pass bipartisan legislation, though, was by putting sunset clauses into things. That's what people could agree, saying, okay, this is not going to be an ongoing whatever. This will be a solution to the problem. But the masking, at this point, I just shake my head because it's more money that's already thrown at people, but yet it's the government that's mandating people wear these masks. So then what's
sort of been a good idea
right.
a year ago.
You can't I think Bernie's right on this. You can't mandate a mask mandate and then say, oh, okay, well, we're not going to give you the kind of mask that's actually going to protect you. That's the whole point of the mandate.
And unfortunately, I have no faith. I don't want to speak to you, for you guys. I just have no faith in the way that the government spends our money. So while it may seem right on the surface, how is it actually going to be implemented? Everybody could agree that we should spend money to ramp up testing. And so when the Biden administration got the money to ramp up testing, they got $86 billion to do it. They forgot to place the orders for the tests. And so now everybody's scrambling around for the tests, and they're going to send out these government tests after the Omicron variant is long gone, and it's not going to be helpful to anybody. So it's just, how do we entrust, and what's the oversight for more and more spending, I guess would be
from my perspective,
being a little skeptical of more spending.
Too little, too late. This is something that should have been done last year this time.
Well, Bernie tried. He tried in 2020. And I guess everyone, oh, we don't need to spend money on that. And the virus, you know, then it's all political. And
short-sightedness. It is. The whole thing is stupid, and government becomes more stupid every day with all of this stuff, and we fall for it. Here's another example. We're talking about the IRS and the new stimulus packages that have been proposed, and how do we spend the money. Do you know there are five different categories in these bills that would get more money under the legislation that still is pending? Families who qualify for but didn't get their monthly child tax credit payments last year would get them this year. Do you know how this works, Jay? You're a mother, and you've got a child.
No, we were expecting one. We didn't get it, and we're still trying to figure all of that out.
Well, how do you get it? What is it? It's because you have a child. That's money for because you got a child. Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Your qualification is you have a child. $3,600 a year per qualifying child. Mm. Nice job. Nice work if we can get it, I suppose.
I don't think that's forever. That was set to expire. That was something that Biden.
Well, yeah, they're added. It's in the bill for it to go one more year. Apparently.
Yeah. Look, I'll say, I don't know. I'm not a mother, but I can tell you, my friends who are, this is very popular. And I know the people like. A lot of mothers who are single moms or whoever needed the extra $300 a month for diapers or school stuff or whatever.
Is free money ever not popular? Free money is always.
It isn't free.
But I think especially with parents who are struggling, though. I think it's a big difference.
And with babies and younger children who are on formula and still bottle fed.
So expensive.
Formula is so expensive. It is astounding how expensive it is.
Should I say what I'm really thinking, or should I keep it to myself?
You can say it, but it's not an option for everybody. Some women, that's just not an option for them.
Well,
to breastfeed.
Is that what you were going to say?
No. I was going to say, if you can't afford to have a child, don't have one. That's what I was going to
say. Well, how can that happen? Well, that's what abortion's supposed to be about, but people want to get rid of that too, so.
This depends on which people you're talking about. I mean, I don't approve of abortion either, but I... think that
abortion should not be birth control, though. You can't just have someone running around getting 9 abortions because they aren't protecting themselves.
But that has been something.
A lot of people protect themselves and still get pregnant.
Yeah, that's very true. That is very true. It's happened to a lot of people, probably some people that you know and wish that it hadn't happened. But at any rate, all right, so before I get sidetracked with that, other items that are supposed to be, there are 5 things in this bill, including a payment for parents who have adopted a child this year. $1,400 for that. Let's see here. People who had significant changes to their income year over year, whatever you made last year, and if you didn't make it this year, the government wants to make it up. So let's say you made $50,000 in 2020, and in 2021 you made $47,000. The government wants to give you the proposal is that you get $3,000 because you didn't get paid as much this past year as you did the year before. There are those who qualify for the third stimulus payment that still haven't been paid yet. I don't know about that. Have you all gotten... I've lost track of this, frankly. I wasn't really... I never really looked for it. I know I got $600 once sometime when it first started, but have the rest of you gotten payments all along? Like there were three different times here.
I thought there were two.
Well, this is the third one, maybe.
The two in 2020 we got.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't get the second one. And maybe it's because my tax return didn't go until later. I don't know.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, right.
You don't do your taxes, you don't get the return for sure.
Yeah. Well, you do them later on. Mm-hmm. It takes me that long to get all this stuff together, frankly. So I'm never in a big hurry to send them in. There are a lot of people.
You can get it, though, once you file. So make sure you ask your accountant about that. That even if you haven't.
But why would I get it? Was everybody entitled to it? I've forgotten all this stuff.
It's based on your income, too. So
That's right. There was an income cap. Yeah, that's right.
So if you make over X amount of dollars, you don't get it?
Yeah. I think it was $99,000 or something like that, or $100,000, wasn't it? There was a number on it, yeah.
99 beer, what is it? How's that sound? 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer. Pass it around. No. No, 99 bottles of milk on the wall, 99 bottles of milk, and real milk, if you please. The outrage that comes from people considering milk. I know this sounds... I hope I'm not beating a dead cow here with that, but I think that it's important to know the difference between milk and that other stuff. It's 18 after. This is the other program, the DJV Show.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It is trending time now on the DJB program at 23 after the hour. We managed to dispatch our thoughts about Pete Davidson. I can do without him. And so now let's go to something else. The Reese Witherspoon post on healthy habits. There are a couple of things today floating around that nobody would have thought about or known anything about had they not been trending. And then I think to myself, back to the era before there was so much focus on trending, or there wasn't even anything, so it was called trending news. How much did we miss? Is this uncovering all kinds of things that we need to know, Jay? Is that what trending on social media is all about, do you think?
The trending in general?
Yeah, I suppose.
The hottest topics that people on social media are talking about.
Yeah, but how do these things get discussed before there was social media?
At the water cooler at work.
Okay, so if you didn't go to work and there wasn't a water cooler, how did you get discussed?
Oh, Jesus. Dave, accounting's really trending today. I know, right? It's like the chicken and the egg. Like, can we just talk about the story?
I like to know the background of things. I like to dig into people's minds. It's important. All right, anyway, so what's the Reese Witherspoon post that people supposedly are talking about?
Well, it's more so Ina Garten's response to Reese Witherspoon.
Who's Ina Garten?
The Barefoot Contessa. One of the most famous celebrity chefs.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And she is known for her amazing recipes and the sass that goes with it.
Oh, that must be what I was looking at when I made my recipe for noodles last night. Yeah, okay.
Well, Reese Witherspoon was talking about a friend gave her this book, Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. And she's talking about the four habits that she's going to try to do going into this year. Start the day with a big glass of water, get 10 minutes of outdoor light, spend 30 to 60 minutes reading without distraction every day, and the fourth one, be in bed by 10 p.m., no late-night TV binges, and try to get 8 hours of rest. And Ina Garten responded to this, commented on it, and was like, oh, that's cool and all, but I'm probably not going to do any of those things. Here's the formula I'm following. 1, drink more large Cosmos. 2, stay up late watching addictive streaming series. 3, stay in bed in the morning playing Sudoku instead of reading a good book. And 4, spend more time safely with the people you love.
Who is this?
Everybody is like, yes, 100%. We're with you, Ina.
Yeah, exactly. Reese Witherspoon's just sounds so like, no one's going to sustain
that. I'm going to drink water and meditate.
Yeah, right. And yeah, no one's.
And Ina Garten also became an internet sensation because she made a cocktail in like a vase. And so that video was
a Cosmos.
Where did she come from? What is
Food Network? Like, she's a famous chef from New York, from the Hamptons. That's the Barefoot Contessa is the name of her is her sort of alter ego, and that's the name of all of her cookbooks, and she's phenomenal, and she's very, very popular.
She did a, what's the one from Julia Child? Not Coco Vin. The beef one. Why am I looking at the name? Yes, and Ina Garten has a really easy, quick, like, lazy girl way of doing it. And she just, check out her recipe.
What is it? What is that voice? What are you doing?
That's Julia Child. Where have you been?
That sounds exactly like Julia Child, right. Jeez.
All right, we have a contest going on, I've heard. Yeah, Jay?
You heard? You said it.
I said that.
Yeah, there's a contest.
You didn't tell anyone.
Here's the thing. So here's a contest. Don't know what we're giving away. Not sure how we're going to vote, but go ahead and DM us your pet photos, your pet's wearing clothes, and at DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we'll figure it out from there. But tomorrow is International... Nope, not tomorrow. This week sometime. When is it? National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
This week.
So we'll give it a whole week. This week.
It's National Dress Up Your Pet Week. So if you've got pictures of your pet you'd like to share with us, share them on the social media. That's basically. You heard, ladies, I get blamed for everything. I came up with a wonderful idea, and I expected to be executed by the people that are working around me here. Instead, they take shots at me because they don't think there is any organization to the contest. Well, look in the mirror.
There isn't.
No, it's nothing serious. Try it out. Go to the social media. Give us pictures of your pet in some kind of drag clothing. 28 past the hour.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
A secret to sticking with your goals? The right gear. Which is why I went on Kohl's.com and got an Adidas hoodie for under $45, picked up some Nike sneakers, and got a new fleece from Tech Gear for just $12.99. Oh, you can also get an extra 30, 20, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and get free store pickup. If only exercising was this easy. Flex styles, Adidas and Nike coupons not apply. Ends January 23rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats continue to lay claims that opponents of their election federalization legislation, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, are rooted in racism, and there is somehow a portion of the population that still lacks the right to vote. Representative Joyce Beatty, chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, refers back to the Obama election to push her cause.
They understand victory. They saw a black president elected because they voted. And they stood in line for 5 to 7 hours to vote.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
It is Orwellian doublespeak to invoke the concept of voting rights to mean ballot harvesting or prohibiting voter ID or having taxpayers fund elections.
The Pew Research Center has reported 2/3 of registered American voters turned out in the 2020 general election, casting nearly 158.4 million ballots. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As more Americans disapprove of President Biden's pandemic response, his polling numbers reflect a negative impact on the administration.
As President Joe Biden approaches his one-year anniversary in office, results of a new survey show many people believe he has not handled the coronavirus pandemic as well as his predecessor, former President Donald Trump. This according to a new Redfield and Wilton Strategy survey. The survey conducted January 8th and 9th shows 44% of Americans disapprove of Biden's overall performance. It also mirrors other national polls that show Biden quickly slipping in public favor. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Some people are reporting a loss of smell after they had COVID-19.
Scientists say whether or not you lose your sense of smell after getting COVID-19 could depend on your genetic makeup. This discovery could bring experts closer to finding treatments for the virus. As many as 1.6 million people in the United States still have a change in their ability to smell 6 months after contracting COVID. 23andMe researchers conducting the study as part of a larger COVID project using a large body of participants who had done a 23andMe test already. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
First round of the NFL wildcard playoffs concluded Monday night with the Los Angeles Rams advancing. Divisional playoffs continue Saturday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, harsh, everything else, yep. And flavor it, color it, just like morticians, mm-hmm. to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 34 after the hour. Welcome back into the inside world of conversation. Doug Steffen with my pals, Jennifer Horn. Well, sometimes they're my pals and sometimes they aren't. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. If they're rude to me and they're nasty, then they aren't
nasty?
My friends.
Okay. That's we're not nasty.
Friendship.
That's
yeah.
not a friendship.
We
works.
Don't talk like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how what? Would you say, Jennifer?
I said, that's not how friendship works. You're not friends with people just under certain circumstances. You're friends with someone. A friend is a, what is it? A friend is
a friend is a friend till the end. Good for you. You remember my English lesson. Good. Yeah, and I think that's true. I love you dearly, all of you, and that's why it's a good combination of things here. Speaking of combinations of things, why has this not happened yet? Snoop Dogg getting into the hot dog business. Why is it taking
makes
this
sense,
long?
Makes sense, right?
Of course it does. The Snoop Dogg, right?
First, and that's he's a major stoner, and hot dogs are one of the four basic food groups for stoners. So I don't know why.
Well, but
not for him,
put,
though.
That's, you can put that's, marijuana into hot dogs now.
Sure, you could do anything you
sure,
want.
Sure, well, I mean, yeah, they're... Well, apparently he's... The thing that a lot of his fans were saying that was so odd is that he was on Jimmy Kimmel back in 2016, and he had never had a hot dog, or he had had a hot dog, but he didn't know what was in it. And so there was a whole segment, and Jimmy Kimmel was, like, talking about how hot dogs are made. And then Snoop, once he realized what was in it and how they're made, he was like, nope, I don't want one, I'm good. And so now his lawyers have filed for this
Snoop
dogs.
He doesn't want to defile his body with something that's impure like a hot dog?
I don't know, I don't know. But so he's filed the patent for Snoop dogs, or the trademark. And I think it makes sense. I think it would be fun. I mean, I don't eat hot dogs, but, you know, sure. Yeah.
All right, so anyway, I've been known to have a little sausage from time to time. Jennifer's caught me doing that. I don't like hot dogs.
I love you. He's like, oh, I don't eat any meat, but I'll have sausage.
I know. I am shocked about that.
Really?
Oh, huge. And careful if you have it on your plate, because he'll just bunk right off of the top, and he'll be like, I'm just going to try this.
You know, it was funny, because when we had breakfast last Sunday, I was going to order some sausage, and I didn't see it on the menu. I was going to do that just because you love to give me the old one, too. How about it?
Is it beef sausage or is it pork?
No, it's pork sausage. Well, you can get turkey sausage. You can get chicken sausage. You can
I don't like anything in a sausage form.
Well, it's ground up crap that they don't use everything they're used for. And then they fill it with, they do seasonings so that it tastes good. But it's not good. It's not doing you any good at all. Anyway, so he's got other things. Doesn't he sell a cannabis line? Isn't there a...
I think he does have his own cannabis line in California.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is Snoop Dogg and the dog business. Speaking of dogs, don't forget to send in your picture. Our well-lubricated and wonderful contest that Jay has come up with is open for business. And you got, 2 days, Jay? We have on Friday anyway. You got to have all the pictures in. Send them to our social media accounts, Twitter, at DJV Show, Instagram, the same, Facebook.com.
And is this for honor, or is there a real prize?
It's early yet. We'll see how good the pictures are.
Yeah, right. Like, why would anyone want to do that if they're not going to win anything?
Why does everybody have to get something? Why can't they just do
it because
they
love
their
dog? You called it a contest, first of all.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it has to be a prize. It just could be.
It does.
Their prize could be like they do on Wait, Don't Tell Me. You could have my voice on your answer machine. How's that for a prize? I think I'll do that. Like Bill, what's his face?
No, but
Bill
you
Curtis.
Want it to be something that people want.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me?
I love when Jen says something and starts cracking up before she's done with her sentence.
The top pet names.
If my humor doesn't make me laugh, it's not going to make anyone else laugh.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Jennifer always laughs at her own stuff before it comes to fruition. Which pet names were the most popular in 2021, according to Healthy Paws? What do you think? The most popular names? I know you all know the answer.
I know because I know because I've been researching cat names for my new kitten, and I know that Luna was the number one cat. Still working on it.
That's the top female dog name, too.
And cat.
Female cat and dog. Luna.
Not a big fan of Luna, only because it reminds me, I used to like wrestling a lot. And there was a wrestling manager. Look her up, Luna. She was something to see. She had a long blonde hair. She had like Dog the Bounty Hunter's hair, but half of it was shaved off. And on the half that was shaved off, she had these tattoos that made it look like veins moving up her scalp. It was quite the scene. Yeah.
All right, so anyway, the other names, the female dog names, the top two are the same for cats and dogs, Luna and Bella. And Lucy makes it in there as well. Come on. Let's be a little more creative. Daisy? Well, my dog's named Daisy.
Same. Although my dog's name was originally Britney Spears, and then my husband and I changed it for Daisy Duck, Daisy Dog, because my niece was obsessed with Daisy, so that's where her name came from.
When I adopted Daisy, her name was Princess. Remember you I think, Victoria, you were the first person I sent a picture to of Daisy.
Mm-hmm. I believe that I named her for you. Didn't I pick Daisy for you? I think that was
actually that
my
came
suggestion.
From a lady. Yeah, but you and Meredith both had the same name at the same time. So that was the last official.
I'm
going
to give credit to Jen on that one.
Yeah, I know you are. Anyway, so the most popular names were Milo and Luna last year, and Milo and Luna for cats as well. Come on. Here's a good cat name for a male cat, Leo. That's good. Simba. Loki. L-O-K-I.
Why would Simba be bad from The Lion King? That's appropriate for a cat.
Maybe it is, yeah.
That's where Nala comes from on the girls' list.
Yeah, Moki, Finn, Oreo. So what's the most unusual? The better discussion here is what's the most unusual male dog name you've ever heard, or female dog name, or cat name, as far as that's
Scott.
Concerned.
I knew Scott? A female dog named Scott.
Really?
My friend has a cat named Steve.
Steve,
Steve the cat. Just like it's perfect to go along with its owner.
I think a perfect name for a cat is Felix. Felix the cat.
Yeah, for
Does
a black
anybody
cat.
Remember my? Yeah.
Yeah, the black, wonderful, wonderful cat.
Blackie. How about Blackie for a cat? There's a black cat. Yeah,
that's well, that's original. Creative.
Oh, will you stop?
Well, what? Just
some
that, really?
Snarky comment.
That's original.
That.
Okay. You're condemning other people and saying that they're not original, and yet you have a black cat or a black dog, and you just name him Blackie? Okay.
Speaking of lists, I see that the 28th SAG Awards nominations have been revealed by Rosario Dawson. I don't know that name. Was she the? She was on Chicago Fire, and doesn't she do? Isn't she doing that? Drug show for the Cape. What's it called?
Rosario Dawson. I don't know
she
what that
Fast
is.
She was in Fast and Furious, wasn't she?
She's in the new Star Wars spinoff. One of the new Star Wars spinoffs. And she's really good. Yeah, she's.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
she appears to be good. I think.
And
she
also,
in...
she recently broke up with Cory Booker. Maybe you know her that way. They were dating for a while.
If you
dating
saw the Red big... musical film version, she would.
She got tired of being a beard. Yeah.
Nice, Jennifer. All right, so anyway, what do we see any significance? I'm looking for the list here.
Kristen Stewart was snubbed. Everyone thought that she would be...
Oh, that's right.
Definitely get a nomination.
That was really surprising, because so many
Leonardo
people...
Leonardo DiCaprio was snubbed, yeah. More people are talking about the snubs, I feel like, than who actually was nominated.
Yeah.
Well...
And also Selena Gomez got snubbed for Only Murders in the Building, and Martin Short and Steve Martin both got nominated, but the whole thing falls apart without Selena Gomez. So
yeah, she was
kinda,
great. She was
What's the value of this, then, under the circumstances? It's not much.
Well, actors like this...
Show.
Yeah, but actors like the SAG Awards because other actors are voting on it, and so it's kind of like, you know, it's almost like being nominated and honored by your industry. So this one, I think actors take the most seriously. I'm sure winning an Oscar is probably pretty cool, too. But they all seem to like this one.
The thing that was notable, I think, about the awards this year for TV is that Yellowstone actually got nominated.
Oh, yeah.
And Yellowstone is so acclaimed but never gets any nominations. So this is the first time that their cast got a nomination, which is pretty cool.
Well, it's a little raw, but it's actually the stories are very interesting. The conflicts, It's somewhat, I don't know, brutal is the right word. What's the right word for it? I don't know. I think it's
I've never seen it. I don't know.
It's you have to kind of get into it. I didn't like it at first. I do like Kevin Costner. But then I watched a few episodes and I found myself intrigued by his daughter and the relationship she has with the guy that manages the ranch. And then the other brother who is an outcast. I mean, there's all kinds of conflict in this. It's perfect. For these, I'm almost surprised it wasn't a movie. And there's a kind of these big themes they kind of make for good movies as well. But they don't run out of storylines, and the way that they get after each other is really they're just it's stiff. If you haven't got an ear, isn't something you want to watch with your children? Let's put it that way. Children should not be watching that show. At any rate, speaking of shows to watch, Jeopardy, and the story behind this youngster, Braden Smith, who none of us could remember, but now, Jay, you say this is trending everywhere, the fact that this kid died and the parents filed a lawsuit?
He died last year. His parents are filing a wrongful death lawsuit saying that he should have been given blood thinners during his surgery and he wasn't, and that the doctors and surgeons were negligent.
So what happens in the circumstance? Would there have been any coverage of this had this kid not won as well as he did, young
Probably
fellow?
Probably not.
Probably not. So but then that begs the question, how many times do these sorts of things happen? I actually got into this. I was at Mass General for my ankle inspection on Monday, and I actually got into this conversation with the fellow who was the doctor because there is
How many botched surgeries do you have, Doc?
Well, because he didn't.
I'm sure he was very willing to talk about it.
Well, but somebody at Mass General cut off the wrong ankle, cut off a guy's foot on the wrong side.
Wonderful.
It was, you know how they mark, the nurses mark, they have a magic marker. When you're going in for an operation, I don't know if you know this or not, they take a magic marker and they put it on the spot where you're supposed to either do the incision or whatever they're supposed to cut out or they're supposed to cut off. So this nurse put the magic marker mark X on the wrong ankle. So they put the guy to sleep.
But then they cut off his... Yeah, I mean, but you have to be your own advocate, right? I mean, I had surgery last March, and when I went in, and it was technically elective surgery, but when I went in and they're doing all the preliminary stuff, and the nurse was like, okay, I'm going to be, you know, with you the whole day or whatever, I'm in charge of you and the whole thing. So she puts me up on the scale, and I noticed before I stepped on the digital scale that the number from the last person who had been on the scale was still there. So I step on the scale, and the number doesn't change, and she goes to write it down. I go, whoa, that's not my weight. The weight was 30 pounds less than what I am. Can you imagine? That's right. What they base anesthesia on.
Yeah, right.
So because who knows what would have happened. Either I wouldn't have been all the way under,
sloppy,
or I would have had one of those terrible moments where you wake up in the middle of surgery. Like,
yeah.
It could have completely derailed everything. You've got to pay attention and be your own advocate.
Yeah, well, and they'll blame, for those accidents that happen now, they blame it on COVID. Everybody's exhausted, everybody's tired. And I'm not saying that they aren't, because they are.
Yeah.
For the most
Unfortunately,
part,
those kinds of things have always happened.
Under the circumstances. Check out our daily podcast, EJV Show, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well for your pictures of your dog. And listen every day to us at EJV Show. There's all kinds of stuff, djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, 53 past the hour now, DJV Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with Doug Steffen to answer some questions. We certainly focus a lot, probably for the next few months still, on COVID and what the vaccine does and what it doesn't do. A couple of questions about birthing, being pregnant. There are a lot of people who are paying attention to the info. My son and his wife were one of them. She did get a vaccine early on in her pregnancy, and the question came up. The reason she was hesitant is because there was a story floating around that the odds of premature birth would be increased if you had the vaccine. Apparently, it wasn't enough to keep them from getting the shots, but then the baby was not born prematurely, pretty much like a day early, I think, the baby was born. So what, in terms of mothers who are listening right now, get the vaccine? Yes? No? Wait? What do you suggest?
Well, let me make myself clear, because being pregnant and getting COVID is a high-risk situation for both mother and child. And so you don't want to get your COVID while you're pregnant. Early on, and it still lingers out there, so bigger reason why so many women are not getting vaccinated is because there was a story out there on social media that the vaccine will interfere with your fertility. Please let me reassure everybody that a little bit of messenger RNA from the vaccine has nothing to do with fertility. It does not get into your DNA, and it has nothing to do with fertility. You're just leaving yourself open to potentially even dying if you get COVID when you're pregnant. You become very high risk. It's very bad. You don't want to get COVID for the first time while you're pregnant. And then the good news additionally is the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report that comes out of the CDC. Physicians and medical students read this on a regular basis. This week reported good study that COVID-19 vaccines don't raise the odds for premature birth. So women concerned about pregnancy, the vaccine has nothing to do with it. Please let me reassure you. But what can interfere is getting COVID while you're pregnant. That puts you and your child into great danger.
All right. You're a cardiologist, so you're dealing with high blood pressure issues all the time. Question about high blood pressure, whether it has any connection to the vaccines or having COVID. And the second part of that is because there have been more deaths among pregnant women who have high blood pressure, is there a connection? There's a connection between pregnant women with high blood pressure and the deaths among them or the babies. But does that have any connection to COVID and vaccines?
Well, different aspects. Let me tackle this. It's not an acute issue. What's happening is because of COVID, people are mentally stressed out. People are not getting exercise. People are putting on weight. And those are the factors that increase your blood pressure. Mental stress, obesity, not getting enough exercise, and then the wrong diet, eating too much salt. All of those things will increase your blood pressure. And our COVID-19 lifestyle is creating a lifestyle that's promoting high blood pressure. And then we're seeing that also with women who are getting pregnant. There's more deaths occurring during pregnancy because of high blood pressure, because people are just not as fit as they were pre-COVID because of the lifestyle that COVID is creating for all of us.
All right. So that takes care of that. Did you hear the story about the nurse who recovered from COVID-19? She was in a coma. She took Viagra, or the doctors gave her Viagra, a large dose of Viagra. Why would that have, why would that have influenced the outcome of this? Any idea?
I think this is from the UK, this case.
Yes,
you're talking about.
English. Yes, correct. Nurse in England.
And I don't know the details of it, but Viagra actually will help improve air pressures in the lungs, and it has been used for people who have very bad pressure in their lungs. And whether that was related to it, that's the only what I know, but I will definitely look more into it.
I wonder if the same thing happened if you used Cialis or Levitra. Those are the other two stimulants for ED. A question to be researched, as you've suggested. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every week at this time. Answers to your questions, general questions, interesting, important questions. That happens here. Questions for Dr. Ken on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.